Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a minicast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief rundown on the Operator Thogar encounter from the Blackrock Foundry raid. We use 2 tanks, 5 healers, and a mix of ranged and melee DPS. This is sort of a two-phase fight, where you deal with one boss, multiple adds, and their abilities. On top of all that, you're fighting on top of 4 train tracks with trains rushing through intermittently on any one of the 4 tracks during phase 1. Then for phase 2, also known as split phase, you deal with the boss and adds while the team is split up by the trains blocking line of sight from being parked on the 2 middle tracks. So it's very important to stay focused as heals to heal folks up while dodging the trains, or else you get one-shotted and people start to die. Thogar Assist is a simple-to-use add-on for helping you to deal with the train mechanic. So I like to keep beacons on both tanks while rotating 3 Holy Power Tunnel Flames onto them as well. Until the split phase, I don't find tank damage to be all that crazy, so I focus healing the raid via Holy Lights and Holy Shocks. If the tank needs a quick heal, Flash of Light followed by a buffed Holy Shock or Holy Light handles that job nicely. Because of all the movement on this fight, once again, I prefer to talent into Holy Prism. Operator Thogar has several abilities, but the one to be really mindful for is Prototype Pulse Grenade. This is a grenade he'll throw out onto a random ranged player quite often. It leaves a blue void zone on the ground, causing nature damage to anyone standing in it. At times, you'll find 2 to 3 out on the tracks, so prepare to heal those tunneled and standing in it. There are 5 different types of adds. Dealing with the adds and their abilities is the core part of this fight. Just by making sure ranged are slightly spread and melee is on the adds helps in mitigating some of their damaging abilities. One of those abilities, Delayed Siege Bomb, is cast from the Gunnery Sergeant add. He'll throw bombs out onto the random raid members, causing physical damage initially, then exploding 30 seconds later, causing fire damage to anyone within 9 yards. If possible, run the bomb to the back since it follows your path of travel, then move away. If some land in the raid, simply move away from them. So as I mentioned earlier, at some point, the full length trains move into the 2 center tracks, blocking our line of sight and dropping off a wave of adds. During this split phase, we break the team off into 2 groups who have to deal with the boss and adds on one side and just adds on the other. During this phase, I find tank damage to be the greatest, but nothing we can't handle. I simply keep beacons on myself and the tank on my side. I pop my Avenging Wrath cooldown and spot heal the raid members on my side. With my powerful heals transferring to the tank and myself through beacon, there really is no need to directly heal either one of us. On top of that, I'm mitigating tank damage by use of my 2 Hands of Sacrifice. Once the adds are killed, that particular train will move, freeing you from that side. Now during this encounter, there will be times when you have void zones, bombs, and adds all up at the same time causing tons of damage. Saving raid cooldowns like Devo for these times is best suited. All in all, one of my favorite encounters, so with some practice and focus on the mechanics, you'll be sure to get your kill, so good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.